Get ready for real time, prime time, big time, show time. It's edible honesty time. And in the meantime, get ready for your favorite partner in crime, your host, one of the greatest talkers of all time, the king of edible honesty, and the eighth wonder of the world, Andrew the Giant.
Hey, hey, my, my, hot rockin', where in the world does American supermarket produce come from? Pie. Let's get down and let's talk about the ins and outs of the food industry. My name is Andrew and I'm your host and I am ready to rock. So let's cut right into it because today we will be readjusting almost everything you thought you knew about food. To discover where the produce that we purchase from American supermarkets come from, get ready, because it's going to be a really long swim. So pack your bathing suit and grab some shark repellent bat spray. Batman. To discuss where American supermarket produce really comes from, I will be combining the philosophies of Alfred Hitchcock, Victor Hugo, Charles Dickens, Oscar the Grouch, Groucho Marx, and William Shakespeare. So, pass the beer nuts, Hillary Norman Peterson. And let's get right into today's extra tasty episode. Ooh, ooh. The truth about American supermarkets is that they really only purchase produce from factory farms who can supply them year-round with any and every fruit and vegetable any day of the week, regardless of weather that fruit or vegetable is actually in season or not. It's all about one-stop shopping. And it's all about the factory farm. Old MacDonald had a factory farm. And on that factory farm, he grew sticker fruit. E.I. Seriously, Old MacDonald, I'll pay you not to grow. The real problem is with American supermarkets themselves. They simply do not give a flying fig. Am I right, D.H.? American supermarkets will not, do not purchase locally grown family farm produce because it's too much work. Let's face it, it's a lot easier to quote-unquote gather and quote-unquote collect from one factory farm than from, say, a collection of local, small-scale, heirloom family farms. So God bless the factory farm. God bless every one of them. Tiny Tim coughs. Yes. God bless every factory. Tiny Tim coughs one last time. He collapses. A tear falls from factory farmer Ebenezer Scrooge's right eye. God damn the factory farmer. Ooh, ooh. The reality is that almost every single individual piece of American supermarket fruit that we consume is actually produced from somewhere more, say, like South America, or even better, China, and crops that are grown far, far, far away from their destination not only lack edible soul, but there is no point to eating them because at best, you'll just get a little sick. They contain zero nutrients, zero antioxidants, plus they accumulate an enormous eco footprint when they travel. Harumph, harumph, harumph. Right here in the United States, 260 billion with a B pounds worth of produce is purchased each year. So where, oh, where does that produce actually come from? Well, somewhere, just definitely not locally. Well, not locally in the United States, but there it sits on the shelf of your local supermarket. And it's staring at you with its prisoner number tattooed on its sad face. Prisoner number 24601. But my name is Jean Valjean. Not anymore. You're a lifeless piece of American supermarket sticker fruit. You have no identity any longer. Your name is Stickers or prisoner number 24601. And I am Havert. Do not forget my name. So now, there are 260 billion pounds of produce purchased each year in the United States of America. And out of that, 260 billion pounds of produce, only 29 million pounds. 29 million pounds is actually grown locally right here in the United States of America. We have multiplied our possessions, but we lost all of our values. But we've added years to the shelf life of fruit while taking years away from you. Yummy, yummy, yummy. I got expired fruit in my tummy, and I'm feeling real crummy, and I feel like a dummy, 'cause my insides are bloody. Ooh, ooh. The frightening reality about those 231 billion pounds of food that was not grown locally, at least 50%, or say 115.5 billion pounds of produce are tossed in the trash, or let's express it the way corporate America does. 115.5 billion pounds of produce was lost to waste. Wait, I'm a shareholder. When you say lost to waste, did you mean to say it was simply thrown away? That's a great question. No, it wasn't simply thrown away. It was lost to waste. That's 115.5 billion pounds of already aged out American supermarket produce thrown away each year directly into a trash can, which probably explains all the grouchiness. Am I right, Oscar? By the time the produce gets to the American supermarket, that produce is already super exhausted and completely worn out because almost every single individual piece of American supermarket produce has already lived the equivalent of multiple lifetimes. It simply refuses to die. That's what factory fruit has been scientifically bred to do. So, holy, why won't you let me die? Already produce Batman. And for the love of God, Norman, she's not a piece of American supermarket fruit. She's dead, Norman. It's time to check Mom out of the Bates and into the pearly Gates. Ooh. Roughly 98.9% of all the produce sold in American supermarkets is definitely not local. And you know what that means, Scoob?
Rummy Raggy.
Well, Scoob, it means 98.9% of the produce that American supermarkets purchase comes from a factory farm in a land far, far away. And by the time that soulless produce actually arrives to your local American supermarket, it is very advanced in age to be polite, or extremely expired, so much so that at least 50% of that produce is immediately thrown away. That's 115.5 billion pounds of quote-unquote freshly purchased produce each year thrown in the trash. And Groucho Marx said it best, "Nurse, either this man is dead or my watch has stopped." So why, in the wide, wide world of sports, Taggart, hasn't someone put an end to all of the supermarket shenanigans? Hey, Favre, what's that restaurant you like with all the goofy stuff on the walls and the mozzarella sticks? You mean shenanigans? You're talking about shenanigans, right? We need to put an end to all of the shenanigans. And to do so, a mandate must be issued to all American supermarkets that makes them stop all of the shenanigans. And forthwith. Wait, what does forthwith mean? It means super quick, like the Flash. Thanks, Bruce. You're welcome, Arthur. All American supermarkets must be mandated to only provide fresh, local, edible, electric produce that was actually just picked. Say, when were those heirloom French strawberries picked? 2 hours ago by Goyo over at JR Organics in Escondido, California. And folks, if you have not experienced a box of edible electricity from JR Organics, you are making a mistake, because Goyo is the first farmer on this planet to farm edible electricity. He has edible lightning bolts. He has edible thunder. He has edible solar batteries, and there is nothing like it in the world. And not only that, Goyo has boxes of edible electricity available if you are in San Diego, California, or Orange County, and you can get 1, 2, 3, get 4 boxes a week. That's JR Organics in Escondido, California. The term in season or seasonal is an inside joke amongst produce managers at American supermarkets. It's a meaningless term, like chocolatey. Wait, what does chocolatey mean? It means no chocolate. So when people ask in an American supermarket, are the blueberries in season? And they say, sure are. The blueberries are always in season. But perhaps you could clarify, Elmer. Which season did you mean? Duck season? Rabbit season? Or did you mean to more accurately state the winter of our discontent? Because, Elmer, that's the season when all of our American supermarket blueberries were picked. So now is the time of our winter's discontent. And holy William Shakespeare, Batman. If American supermarkets really want to give meaning to a term like in season, then they should eliminate it entirely, because the only term that really matters is a term that Goyo at JR Organics understands. It's just picked. That's the only thing we need to know. Now that we eliminate a meaningless term like seasonal, and it's gone from all the American supermarkets, and all due to the fact that all American supermarkets, by mandate, will now shift their focus to just picked super local produce. All American supermarkets will no longer be purchasing produce items like blueberries 365 days a year, because blueberries are only in season for 3 months, and that's from early June to late August. So that is the only time they will be sold. And so it was written. And so it shall be done. And with a simple mandate like that in place, American supermarkets would almost instantly eliminate all of their waste, because over 50% of the blueberries purchased by American supermarkets between the months of September and May are almost instantly thrown away anyway. So why in the wide, wide world of sports, Taggart, are American supermarkets buying them? Now that we've eliminated out-of-season produce or items like blueberries in January, we instantly eliminate a ton of corporate American supermarket waste. How much? Like about 115.5 billion pounds of waste. That kind of waste. Once that happens, well, American supermarkets can now be taken off the grid almost entirely, because you don't need refrigeration anymore. And all that empty space, which used to be dedicated almost exclusively to refrigeration, can be used to create electric greenhouses in every American supermarket. Every American supermarket, instead of refrigerating produce from China, can now grow their own electric produce. And finally, a super fresh and super sustainable local food system is being established for all American supermarkets. And what it does is it provides way healthier food that actually meets current food needs, while creating a myriad of local, healthy, happy, thriving American micro ecosystems that are now manageable and sustainable and capable of providing food aplenty for generations to come. And here's the best part. It's all done with minimal impact, if any, to the environment. Harumph, harumph, harumph. And under my plan, and let's call it the day edible poetry returned to America, or call it the dawn of edible electricity, all American supermarkets will work in unison with their local communities, especially their local farmers, local bakers, local dairy farmers, local flower growers, and all American supermarkets will dedicate themselves to providing local, organic, family farm fresh food and providing local, fresh, artisanal food products. Because finally, the focus for American supermarkets will be off quantity or nutrition-free edible hazards waiting to happen, call it what you will. Quality of food over quantity of food must be the American supermarket mantras as they charge into the future. And when American supermarkets are all providing local, real, nutrient-rich, fresh, local food, then all American supermarkets are finally able to reintroduce local sustainable farming and local farmers back into the fabric of every community in every town in the United States of America. And right then, in one instant, with an alakazam wham, thank you, all American supermarkets instantly become positive agents of global climactic change. Just like Earth's original eco-superhero, Captain Planet. So, holy Captain Planet. And the Planeteers, Batman. Ooh, ooh. Here's the reason why American supermarkets should follow these mandates right now. Because local sustainable farming literally inspires biodiversity and greater species diversity. And local sustainable farming ensures natural sustainability for all life forms. And local sustainable farming conserves our scarce local and water resources, and it helps rebuild every local American community. It helps rebuild healthy soil. And most importantly, under my plan, the day edible poetry returned to America, the American supermarkets will become shining examples and a global model to follow for taking an enormous chunk out of local childhood and adult obesity. And with that, those magic slippers will take you home in 2 seconds. Ooh, ooh. Under my plan, Dorothy, the day edible poetry returned to America, there is way, way, way less fossil fuel and almost zero production of greenhouse gases. And big bonus here. Actual human labor will be put to work rather than some energy-intensive piece of technology. And of course, there will be zero production of plastic fruit stickers from this point forward. Ooh, ooh. Speaking of fruit, the chocolate, which is a fruit, sold in supermarkets and marketed via Madison Avenue, is not fruit. It's candy. And it's all about the added fat and the added sugar. Meaning, redo those buttons, dress that belt buckle, straighten that cap, and damn it, tuck up those pajamas. Ooh, ooh. American supermarkets must embrace their local communities, and they must shift gear. American supermarkets must become positive agents of change in the fight against local childhood and adult obesity. They must reverse course, and they must dedicate themselves to bringing back simpler, healthier, stronger, smarter, happier, safer American communities. And it can all happen. Just click those heels. Every American supermarket can finally become super for once, right here, right now, simply by executing my plan, the day edible poetry returned to America. You ought to have seen what I saw on my way to the village through Mortensen's pasture today. Blueberries as big as the end of your thumb. Red sky blue and heavy and ready to drum. Robert Frost, end scene. Ooh, ooh. So that's it. That's a wrap on the day edible poetry returned to America. But tune in for the next episode, 'cause it's gonna be awesome, baby. My name is Andrew. I thank you so much for listening. And to all my fans, to all my farmer fans out there in Idaho and Iowa, keep growing. We'll keep buying. And I've been getting all your emails and comments. And thank you so much. And do not stop. Keep writing me at info@ediblehonesty.com. And don't forget to subscribe to Edible Honesty and give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcast and Podchaser. And no, I am not signed by any media outlet yet. History Channel, Food Network, Cooking Channel, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, Martha Stewart. I'm available. So get in contact with me and let's work out a deal and get Edible Honesty what it deserves. A syndicated platform. So get ready to tune in for the next episode for more Edible Honesty. Same edible time, same edible station.